Mike. I'm Donna, the intake worker here at the treatment center, and why don't you tell me a little bit about what brings you in today?
Well, I had a small accident at work, and apparently they thought that was good enough reason to give me a drug test, and my boss told me I had to come in here. Mm-hmm. So
you're feeling kind of forced to come in?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I wasn't doing any drugs or drinking at work, and so I really don't feel like I should have to be here.
Yeah. So it feels like you kind of got singled out. It's really not fair.
Well, I feel like, regardless of whether or not I passed a drug test or not, I shouldn't be held accountable at work for what I do in my own time.
Yeah. So even if it was, what happened with the drug test was right, it still doesn't feel like it's the right thing. It's like the company doesn't really have the right to do that.
Well, if I had been drinking on the job, they could have told, they could have tested, and they would have known right then and there, that I was intoxicated at work. But, they said I was smoking weed, and since they can't disprove that I wasn't doing it at work, they just assume I was. And so I feel, I feel like they don't really have a right to stick me here.
Yeah. So given that you don't want to be here, what do you think would be, what would be helpful for you? It sounds like you might be interested in trying to figure out how to work through this, but I don't know. What would you like to do?
Well, the policy at work is that you can't, do drugs in the workplace, and can't help but feel that, if I was just drinking beer at home and then I had an accident at work and passed a drug test, then I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. But because I choose to smoke marijuana, I have to come in here.
It does sound like you're pretty interested in keeping in, and having the job. Tell me about that. Tell me about how you feel about your job.
Well, I've been working there for 13 years. This is probably the second accident I've had and the first one in over 10 years. And it's good pay, steady work. Right now it's hard to find another job, so I want to keep working for them, but I do feel like they've invaded my privacy a little bit.
And it doesn't feel right, and yet, you really appreciate that having the job. As you said, it's hard to find a job these days, and you also really, it pays well, and you've been a solid, good employee for a long time, and without any accidents.
Yeah, and, I feel like the company, especially my boss, is treating me as though I'm guilty without, any real proof.
Yeah.
I mean, a bunch of the guys go out for beers every night after work, and none of them are sitting in this chair.
So even when you look around and look at how others are treated, it feels like you're have been treated differently just because you choose to use marijuana instead of alcohol.
Yeah, and I feel like, there's no real proof that I was high at work. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't. So, the accident was completely unrelated. I got distracted, by another employee at work, and I thought I was gonna, we were gonna run into each other on the forklifts, but I can understand if they wanted me to pay for the damages. Mm-hmm. But to say that I have to go to treatment for however many months just seems ridiculous to me.
Well, what is your understanding about what it's going to take for you to get in? What have they told you, or what's the policy that you know of what it's going to take for you to be in good standing again, or to be where you want to be with your job?
Well, honestly, I'm not totally familiar with it, but my boss made it clear that, you basically have to sign this sheet of paper that says I'm, ready to go back to work, and I don't even know what that means. Yeah. I'd like you to just sign it right now, because I don't feel like there's an issue.
Yeah. So you're feeling like you would be ready to go back right away, and you're not really clear about what he meant by that, about just that we need to sign off on it here.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, if that means I got to come and talk to you once a week, or I assume they're going to probably test me more often, but he said that I had to deal with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're a little concerned that we may just be trying to force you into doing more or taking more or jumping through hoops in order to be able to get through it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like I have no control over the situation now, and so, you know, I make a mistake, and now it's entirely out of my hands.
Yeah.
You know, that it wouldn't matter if I went to work 6 straight months and didn't have any accidents, you know.
Yeah.
They're still going to make me come here.
Right. Feels like it's kind of a punishment, almost, in a way.
Well, and, you know, you guys get paid if I'm coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, what's your interest in letting me get out of here as soon as possible?
Yeah. So we might even be, it feels like we might even be, have an investment in keeping you here longer, or keeping you back a little bit in order to, you know, to sort of, for our own purposes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, my buddy Tommy, he had a failed drug test, you know, a year ago, and he said that he was stuck here for 6 months getting tested and retested and, you know, being told he had to go to therapy sessions and, you know, even though he passed all of his drug tests, you know, he felt like they just kept him as long as they wanted. So I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, yeah. How can I help you with this process? And, you know, I want to assure you that there's nothing that I can do or that we can do to force you into one way or the other. The decisions that you make about each step that you go really are up to you. And I know it doesn't feel like that you have a choice, but that you will have some choices in here. And what I want to do is be able to give you what you need in order to be able to make the best decisions for yourself that you can. So what do you think? How can I help you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's going to be rough, you know, coming home and not being able to, you know, smoke a little weed when I'm having a rough day. And, you know, obviously I'm going to have to figure out some other way to do it. You know, and if I can't smoke, then maybe I'll have to just start drinking a couple beers. I've been trying not to so that I keep the weight off. But, you know, I think it's going to be really tough to just stop smoking. I've been smoking marijuana for 20 years.
So you kind of feel torn about it, like maybe I might have to stop doing this for the time being until I get through this, and yet that feels a little scary, like I'm not sure I really want to do it or that the alternatives are going to be better.
Well, and I don't know, you know, if it's any benefit to me to be honest about a lot of this stuff, because, you know, I want to, you know, get through this as fast as possible, but obviously I don't want to tell you so that I can go home and smoke weed again, because I feel like, yeah, I'll just be kept here longer.
Yeah. So you're concerned that how much you participate or what you talk about with me could make it worse for you.
That, and I'm concerned that it'll get back to my work.
Yeah. Would it be all right if I shared a little bit about what my role is and what I might be able to offer you and what my relationship with your work is?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we do here at the, you know, your employer is a client of ours, but we everything that you and I talk about is really confidential. And what I need to report back is that you come. And that you know, when we come to an agreement when we make the decision, and that would be something that you and I would do together, to make the decision about what steps were appropriate given the situation. It's not up to me to tell you what to do. It's up to us to work together to come up with something that will work for you, and that we can, you know, we'll work through that. And when the time comes, I'll sign off. But all we all the interaction that I have with them is about just signing off and letting them know that you are coming. That's and the drug tests. I mean, they will require you to be drug tested more frequently, but that won't affect what you and I talk about. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I am still concerned given what my buddy went through, and but I just want to get through it as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certainly willing to work with you to figure out how to get you through this as fast as possible too, and get you into where you feel good about your work. So what do you think? Shall we work together to do this?
Yeah, I mean, let's get started so that I can get finished.
Good. All right.